Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with Humor at Work, and yes, you're listening to another episode of, you guessed it, Humor at Work. Alright, so I've got an IDEO kind of idea for you. IDEO is an award-winning design company that is known as one of the most innovative, creative, rockin' companies on the planet. They're also known for their exceptional culture, where, as they put it, people are the magma of the center of our earth. I love that. Their seven core values are what you'd expect to find in an enterprise focused on churning out great ideas, and they're seven values that any team or workplace needs to embrace in the pursuit of innovation. Here they are. Take ownership, talk less and do more, make others successful, be optimistic, collaborate, learn from failure, embrace ambiguity. Awesome values. They remind me of the values that we used to practice when I used to perform doing theater improv. Absolutely essential for creativity to thrive. Now, as you'd hope for a company known for its creativity, IDEO took an innovative approach to communicate by challenging seven different IDEO teams from around the world to produce a video that would help bring one of those values to life. Not only is that a great way to communicate your values in a fun, creative way, it's also a great team-building exercise to get the team together to do the videos, and it's a fun way to connect across different offices, or even in this case, different time zones around the world. To see the result, just Google IDEO, the ties that bind us, and you'll see their seven very creative videos that bring their creative values to life. In my Fun at Work tip for this week, I was reminded of the tip for this week watching the Olympics and seeing all the silver medals that Canada, my country, is taking home. We are the king of silver. If there was a gold medal for silver, we would win the gold medal for silver, I think. Which reminded me of the CIA Book of Secret Humor, where the author, a former CIA spy, talks about the humor that they used to use in the CIA, including their motto, "It could have been worse." So I'm reminded of that "it could have been worse" motto watching the Olympics, because research has suggested that often silver medalists are less happy with their medal than the bronze medalists. Because why? The silver medalists are thinking, "Ah, damn, I lost gold." Whereas the bronze medalists are thinking, "Whew, I made it onto the podium." So one is thinking it could have been better. The other is focused on how it could have been worse. So a great reminder of the importance of attitude and in talking to the voice or committee in your head to help you reframe your stress in a humorous way by exaggerating how things could have been so much worse. Exaggerating the possibilities is a form of what's called paradoxical intervention, and it works extremely well in certain situations. A word of caution, though, some people hate having this foisted upon them by someone else. You know, when someone goes, "Oh, well, Bob, it could have been worse," right? You want to give that guy a wedgie for saying that. So it's best to practice this on yourself to reframe your own challenges in life, or you can suggest it as a team event to see who can come up with the funniest worst-case scenario the next time your entire team needs to laugh instead of cry. And the quote of the week: last week we lost a comedy legend, Sid Caesar, passed away. I loved Sid Caesar in so many different things as a kid. So the quote of the week from Sid: comedy has to be the truth. You take the truth and put a little curlicue at the end. Thanks, Sid, for all the laughs. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, an Air India pilot didn't score any hits with his former employer after posting a YouTube video of himself singing a rap song full of obscenities about how lousy the airline is. Now, on the upside, he is considering an album and a tour, though he'll presumably be booking his tour flights through another airline. Well, if you haven't already, please, I would invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for articles, resources, tips, for the wacky theme days of the month, and to sign up for the print version of this e-zine and spread the word in your office. It's www.humoratwork.com. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.